It's
an
odd one.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 66. This is Halloween. Okay, I'm a weirdo, I know, but I'm excited. It's October, and even though October is starting out really hot this year, I don't even care because the leaves are already changing and there are whiffs of fall in the air. And I'm just really freaking excited. I'm not even gonna lie. It's a special day for you October 4th babies. And the birthday book is calling ya. So let's get into it.
Happy birthday!
Not only do most October 4th individuals seem remarkably at ease with themselves, but they also have a pronounced gift for getting along harmoniously with other people. In many respects, their relaxed attitude to life is the product of their astutely perceptive way of looking at the world, which endows them with a strong sense of realism as to the nature of what is possible and what is simply unfeasible. This is not to say that they do not harbor firm opinions or inspirational visions and, when convinced that these are ultimately attainable, work toward their realization with clear-sighted determination, but rather that they instinctively prefer to not waste their energy trying to effect impossible changes. For this reason, they are often drawn to professions where they can not only achieve tangible goals, but also make a significant and positive contribution to the lives of others. Thus, careers are indicated as social workers, doctors, lawyers, or judges, for example, or as engineers or scientists. Those born on this day manifest their genuine interests for others within all their interpersonal relationships, and, in the subjects of their concern in turn, appreciate their good-humored and tolerant acceptance of human quirks and foibles and respect their integrity. And since October 4th people are sensual types who are blessed with the infectious sense of fun, they have a talent for enlivening even their most serious ventures. A similar combination of invigorating joie de vivre and steady and benevolent protectiveness characterizes their personal liaisons, especially if they are men or born in the Chinese year of the dog. Their virtues are level-headed, gregarious, ambitious. Their vices are easily distracted, overextended, and disconnected. I'm really hoping I sounded like a French person there because I was not expecting to say something in French. But I did it. I think I did it. I don't know. I Googled it. It's probably the most butchered American version of it. But hey, I'm trying, okay? But at the end of the day, happy birthday to you October 4th babies. And let's just go ahead and jump on into these stories.
This comes from best-turnover2102 on Reddit.
I moved in with my girlfriend a little over a month ago and brought a locket with my late grandfather's picture in it and a necklace that has some of his ashes. He died 5 years ago from lung cancer, and we were really close. Like, I was his favorite grandchild, and I stayed at my grandparents' house every weekend close. He was a kind and loving man, and was as much of a father figure to me as my actual dad was. He also loved to joke around and pull little pranks on people when he was alive. Even when I visited him during his last days, he was in a good mood and made jokes with the nurses in his hospital room. I think he's still at his jokes in the afterlife. A couple days ago, I was getting out of the shower and drying off when our electric toothbrush cleaner turned itself on with no one pushing the button to activate it. I said, "Hi, Grandpa," after it happened, and told him to please stop pulling pranks when I'm not dressed. and I instantly felt a warm tingling sensation on my body as if someone had hugged me. Then, yesterday, my girlfriend called me while I was at work to tell me something else had happened. Her and her mom had got home from running errands, and my daughter's Kindle tablet turned itself on and started playing a Disney movie she was watching before I took her to daycare on full volume. She said it didn't feel malicious, but still freaked her out a little. I told her that my grandpa loved to mess with people who were new to our family, and it seems he's still continuing it as a ghost. Okay, so I find that kind of sweet. I mean, it's a little creepy if you're not wanting things to happen paranormal-wise, but I think it's pretty sweet that this person's grandfather is on the other side still saying, "Hey, I'm looking after you," and also, "Hey, here's a little prank." These are like the really sweet stories when someone is really close to somebody else and they end up showing out on the other side. Like, I don't know. It's just really cool to me. But if you have a story like this, let me know. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from good_bedroom251 on Reddit.
My grandfather died not too long ago. The day he died, I asked him, in my mind, if he could hear me, give me a sign through a praying mantis. Mainly because I haven't seen a praying mantis in years, and they fascinate me. Maybe a week later, I hear a tapping on my window and look outside. There was a praying mantis on my window. I have heard of loved ones sending messages in the afterlife, but I'm curious. Did my grandfather become that praying mantis for just that moment, or what? How did he make that happen? I mean, I've definitely heard of people visiting via bugs or animals. A lot of people will say like dragonflies, or I think cardinals is a good one, or blue jays or something like that. I don't know. But the fact that this person specifically asked for a specific bug, the praying mantis, and then one shows up tapping on the window nonetheless, like that's kind of insane to me. How did it happen? I don't know if spirits like manipulate the bugs, or if they take over the bug, like possess it in a way, or pick it up and put it on the windowsill. I have no idea how it happens, but the fact that it happened, I mean, that has to prove that, you know, that was this person's grandfather, you know? I don't know. If you actually like really think about it, and we'll never know really until we're on the other side, but it really kind of makes me think even deeper into it. Like, how does that happen? How do these bugs and birds and animals and whatever, how does that happen? I mean, I don't know. If any of you know or have a good answer, like let me know. Both of these stories obviously had a common denominator, but they were both very sweet. So if you have a story like either of these today, let me know. If you have any paranormal story in general, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.